This is the courtroom of Judge Isaac Parker, the Chief Justice of the Western District of Arkansas during the 1800s. For more than 20 years, Judge Parker presided over this court and over the fate of those that stood before him. He was known as the Hanging Judge. 160 people, including four women, were sentenced by Judge Parker to die by hanging for their crimes. But Judge Parker said, "I never hung a man." He said, "It is the law." The motto of this court was to do equal and exact justice. In fact, Judge Parker said, "Permit no innocent man to be punished, but allow no guilty man to escape." When a man or a woman stood before this judge, they could expect only one thing: real justice. It was known as the court of no appeal. As serious as it was to stand before Judge Parker, the Bible says there's a greater judgment coming. In fact, the Bible says one day God will judge the entire world. One day, every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, every teenager will have to stand before God at a great final judgment and give an account of God for their life here on planet Earth. You have no choice about that. You will be there. Now, today, you do have a choice at which judgment you'll stand. You have a choice today of whether you'll stand before the judgment seat of Christ or whether you'll stand before the great white throne judgment. You see, many people have a misconception about the judgment of God. Many people think there's only going to be one judgment. They think everybody will stand before God at the same time to find out whether they're going to heaven or hell. They think they're going to stand before God and God will say, "Okay, you to my right, you to my left, you to heaven, you to hell." But friend, that's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches there's going to be several judgments. There's the judgment of Jews, the judgment of nations, the judgment of the saved, and the judgment of the unsaved, just to name a few. You see, whether you go to heaven or hell is not decided at some big judgment. The Bible teaches whether you go to heaven or hell is decided in this life by what you do with Jesus Christ. The Bible says, while you're alive here on planet Earth, if you will repent and turn away from your sin and take Christ as your Lord and your Savior, the Bible says the minute you do that, God will save you. You'll be saved forever. When you die, you'll go straight to heaven. In heaven, you'll stand before the judgment seat of Christ, not to find out whether you're going to heaven or not. You'll already be in heaven. But you'll stand before the judgment seat of Christ so that your good works as a Christian might be rewarded. The same Bible says, while you're here on planet Earth, if you don't repent, if you don't take Christ as Lord and Savior, when you die, you go straight to hell. No purgatory, no soul sleep, no second chance. You draw that last breath without Jesus, you go straight to a devil's hell. And then the Bible says one day those in hell will be brought out of hell to stand before what's called the Great White Throne Judgment. And the Bible says at that judgment, the evil deeds of the lost man will be judged, because the Bible teaches that the punishment in hell will be by degrees. So whether you go to heaven or hell is not decided at the judgment, but it is decided in this life by what you do with Jesus Christ. The final judgment of God, the Great White Throne Judgment, what will it be like?